Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a sex offender from Oregon released and now will be residing in Chippewa County. We'll hear from Republican State Representative Warren Petrick on the youth apprenticeship program, and he says the time to apply is now. We'll hear about an apprentice who's going to a national competition in Texas, and also Becky Piper on the Hub. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, on Friday afternoon, the Chippewa County Sheriff Jim Kowalczyk released a sex offender special bulletin notification indicating that the sex offender notification committee had determined that a level 3 notification would be undertaken in regard to the community placement of convicted sex offender Jonathan R. Mickelson. Mickelson, Kowalczyk said, was released from the Oregon Department of Corrections in February, a month ago. Kowalczyk said that Mickelson's release was based on an interstate compact with the state of Oregon in the Pacific Northwest. The statement said that Mickelson, as of last month, had returned to Chippewa County, where he's required to live, and he'll be residing at 19092 County Highway J in Chippewa Falls. The release from the Sheriff's Department said Mickelson has served the majority of time imposed on him by the courts and will be supervised by the Department of Corrections until November of 2025, as conditions of supervision will prohibit him from any unsupervised contact with minors, no contact with his victims, and not to consume drugs. Mickelson's restricted from being on the property of any schools, parks, or daycare centers. He is to comply with standard sex offender rules and requirements, GPS monitoring, face-to-face contact with law enforcement requirement, and a lifetime registrant of the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registration Program. Also on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, couple of segments here regarding apprenticeships, beginning with Republican State Representative Warren Petrick weighing in on youth apprenticeships, and he says the time to apply is now.
As chairman of the Assembly Workforce Development Committee, I made it a priority this year to expand, promote, and provide more resources to help connect high school students with real-world work experience. That is why I am a big supporter of Wisconsin's Youth Apprenticeship Program. The Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program started in 1991 to help connect and prepare students for future careers by getting them work experience while still in high school, while at the same time getting related classroom instruction. Since 2011, over 40,000 students have graduated from this amazing program with the help of employers and industry professionals throughout the state. In saying this, right now is the time for students who are interested in the Youth Apprenticeship Program and are currently sophomores or juniors to reach out to their school to learn more about the program and to sign up. Nearly all areas of Wisconsin have a Youth Apprenticeship Program, and I would encourage parents and students alike to consider this exceptional trade skill educational opportunity for their junior and senior years. Thanks for listening.
Meanwhile, along the lines of apprenticeships, Republican State Representative Petrick, who we just heard from, and his fellow Republican State Representative Jesse James were both at Royal Construction in Eau Claire this week because for over 30 years, Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin has held a skills competition for construction apprentices where the best and the brightest compete for the chance to represent the Badger State at the annual national competition. Well, this past Monday, Petrick and James were on hand to present a citation honoring Royal Construction apprentice Drew Hawkins, who won the 2022 Skills Competition Carpentry Division and will represent Wisconsin at the national competition in San Antonio, Texas, coming up this week, March 15th through the 17th. I asked Drew to describe his apprenticeship.
So the apprenticeship, it's a four-year program where you work your normal job for most of the time, and then for every other Friday during the school year, we go meet for class with an instructor and do, you know, like a actual book curriculum. Usually a lot of information you can't do, like can't, I guess, learn typically on your day-to-day job sites.
As for the skills competition he won, Hawkins says
the competition was a four-hour practical exam where we were given raw material and a blueprint and 4 hours to complete as much of the project as we can to as great a detail as we also could. Then after that, we had 2 hours for a written portion of the test where The written portion only counted for 25% of our overall score. The practical was 75%.
Drew says,
it was a lot of fun.
And how's it feel to get this kind of recognition?
It's cool. It's definitely not something you experience every day and get the chance to do. So,
congratulations, Drew Hawkins. We wish you the best in San Antonio this week. And finally, Becky Piper is the founder and executive director of The Hub, a community where individuals experiencing homelessness can seek temporary transitional shelter while working with a Hub case manager to move forward in life. She joined my son, Dawson Halverson, and me on Friday morning's WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. I began by asking her just what The Hub is.
The Hub is not far from here. We're very close to here, actually. Mm-hmm. And it is a 501c3 that was started to help people that are transitioning out of homelessness.
Uh-huh.
And how we serve them is we provide transitional shelter while they're looking for permanent housing.
Fantastic. And you said there was a real gap here in the Chippewa Valley for that. And with your 14 units, you're helping to really meet a need with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, the gap was when I researched, I saw there was a lot of places for crisis shelter, and obviously there's never enough. We always need more. But there was a gap when people were doing the hard work to transition out of homelessness, they really had nowhere to go. And a lot of times they would go back with old relationships or unhealthy environments, and it would kind of start the cycle all over again of, relapse, different things. And so what the Hub does is we provide the 14 units, and they can use that as transitional shelter. I and my family, we live on site, and we are able to advocate for them, and they pay a weekly stay there, so that counts as their rent. So when they're looking for permanent housing, I can include a letter or a reference that says, hey, they pay on time, they keep their unit clean, they're working hard, please consider them.
Becky Piper, the founder and director of The Hub, Dawson Halverson, continued our Friday morning conversation with Becky on WWIB.
You were going into what it meant to you guys to be community-driven and how that all sort of coalesces a little bit earlier.
Yeah, The Hub is kind of a unique thing. It's really a special thing, actually,
mm-hmm.
because everything that we do as far as renovations, working around the site and everything is all volunteer driven.
Yeah.
The only paid person at The Hub is me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a huge base of community support. The units that when we purchased the old motel, it needed a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we started right away kind of revamping what was there. They needed new windows, a roof, siding, doors, all that kind of stuff. Some of the units weren't insulated very well, so we had to re-insulate. But I mean, I know nothing about any of that.
Yeah, me either.
And so it's been amazing because we've had a whole team of people that have come on that did a lot of overseas missions trips that have been doing the rehabbing in the units. So it's just kind of taken on a life of its own.
How long did that process take?
We've completed 8 of the 14 that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, we closed on the property last April, so we haven't even been there a year yet.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, but the level of support from the community is just insane. It's just a huge blessing.
Ah, this sounds like such a special sort of group of people as well as such a special project, and it's incredible the work it sounds like you guys are doing in the area. It's been just fascinating to sort of hear you break this down for us this morning.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest need at The Hub?
The biggest need right now is we are fundraising for, I shared a little bit when we were off air, but the way we acquired the Hub, the location of The Hub was just kind of a whole miracle in itself.
Mm.
And we had a willing person within the community that felt led, pressed upon by God to donate the money to The Hub to purchase it, because The Hub was a new nonprofit, so we didn't have a lot in the bank. And when we found the perfect location, it was like, what do we do? We want this. We feel like this is where God wants us. So he fronted the money for that, and we're in the process of repaying him.
Mm.
So we do have a place where you can go on our website and donate that goes specifically towards that.
Mm-hmm.
The neat thing with The Hub is that the guests that stay there, they do pay week for their weekly stay.
Mm-hmm.
So that covers our operational costs. So we aren't dependent upon state funding or any other, local funding. We're able to be self-sustaining once we get the debt paid for, the property.
Yeah.
And then so far we've fundraised for the renovations, and everything we've needed has come in. People donate old cabinets, appliances, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we've made our dollars stretch really well.
Yeah.
Becky Piper from The Hub, executive director and founder. And if people want to learn more, Imagine an online presence you have?
Yep, yep. We have a Facebook, the Hub Homeless Services EC, and then also the website at www.thehubec.org.
Yeah. Right. Before you came in, I wanted to see what the Hub was about, and I just Googled the Hub. It's right there, top result, if you want to go check it out.
And again, you can learn more at thehubec.org. That's thehubec.org. Maybe you're wondering, how do you qualify to stay in a Hub home? Well, they say that there's a referral process. They're currently working on the details of their referral process with the CDC Outreach Office in Chippewa County, Housing Authority, and the Family Support Center in Chippewa Falls, Hope Village, and also some local area churches. But they do say if you'd like more specific information on the referral process, just email Becky at thehubec.org. That's Becky at thehubec.org. Now, how does the Hub make decisions? Again, they say on their website that the Hub is a board that consists of individuals that have a wide range of skills, talents, and expertise in many areas such as marketing, nonprofit organization, and daily operations, business leadership, social services, spiritual counseling, and more. And as far as who oversees the financials of the Hub, they indicate that when it comes to the finances, they understand the importance of good stewardship and transparency with each dollar donated. So they've designated this responsibility to a licensed accountant that works closely with the Hub board and director to make sure each dollar is accounted for and spent wisely. And finally, we ask Becky Piper in her Friday visit to the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and WIB.com. How can people help?
Well, I think a big thing is always pray. We would love your prayers because this can't happen without that. The second thing would be definitely if you're able to clean, if you have any construction experience, if you enjoy landscaping, just the practical needs to update the property and to maintain it. We're always looking for people to help with that. When guests move out, we're looking for people to come in and clean the unit and restock it and get it ready for the next guest. There's a lot of simple things that people can do that, you know, if you have an hour, if you have all day, just the good way to reach out to me would be to message me. If you have Facebook, that is usually the quickest. And on Facebook, I always am pretty good about posting what our needs are, practical needs as far as, you know, sheets, towels, cleaning supplies, that kind of thing. That list is usually on there.
The founder and director of the Hub, Becky Piper on WWIB. She's also a former member of 513 Free. And we've got a moment or two left over at the end of today's show, so I thought, why not drop a little of their music?
If we are called to be the light, why do the hungry search tonight for crumbs left at our feet? It seems impossible to be helping hands for those in need. The least we could do is try. It's time to wake up, time to take a chance with love. We can meet the need beyond. Called to be the change. Why do the poor still live in shame, alone out on the street? We are made for greater things, to be the hope, his hands and feet. What are we waiting for? It's time to wake up, time to take a chance with love. We can meet the need beyond. We are called to be. Take hold of our history right now. Just believe that it's time to stand up, hey, for what is right. Together we can't lose this fight. Hold on to what we've heard. Love will change the world.
Powerful and very fitting song on the heels of our interview with Becky Piper regarding The Hub. Learn more at thehubec.org. That's thehubec.org.
Recapping this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we began with the sex offender released in Chippewa County, Jonathan Mickelson, from a Friday bulletin from the Sheriff's Department. Meanwhile, Republican State Representative Warren Petrick says now is the time to apply for those youth apprenticeships. We wish the best to Royal Construction apprentice Drew Hawkins, who won the 2022 skills competition put on by Associated Builders and Contractors, and now heads off to San Antonio for the national competition this week. And Becky Piper joined us on Friday's WIB Wake Up Show to tell us much more about the Hub. Thanks so much for listening. The preceding public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.